What does the future hold? Most prognosticators can't look very far into the unknown. At best, they can only guess. But the Bible gives some clues as to what will happen in what are called the last days. We read of false Christs and false prophets who will lead many astray into believing what the Bible calls the lie. What is this lie? To learn more, stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, Erwin Lutzer begins part two of his series on Oprah, miracles, and the new earth, a look at Satan's great lie and the gullible millions who will believe it.
In Vienna, Austria, there is a spear in the Schatzkammer, which really is treasure chamber, of the Hofburg Library. It's a spear that is believed by many to be the one that was used to pierce Christ's side. When Hitler was in Vienna, when he was in his 20s, he overheard a tour guide say that whoever unlocks the mystery of that spear will rule the world, and Hitler was mesmerized by the spear. He discovered that there were 300 spears that really were believed by some to be the one that was used to pierce Christ's side. But he believed that this one was the right one. It is said that he would stand there in the Hofburg, inviting its spirit to possess him, engulfed in ectoplasmic light as if he were in a trance. When Hitler went to Munich, he was taken through the deepest levels of occult transformation. Dietrich Eckart, who was his mentor, said of Hitler, "He shall dance, but it is I who have written the tune. I have introduced him to the powers." Rausching, who knew Hitler well, said that his body was but the shell for the spirit that inhabited him. Hitler had the two characteristics that I believe that Antichrist shall someday have. Number one, awesome demonic power, and number two, an intense hatred for the Jews. Just as Hitler intended to exterminate the Jews, Antichrist will eventually try to do the same, but he'll be prevented from doing it for a reason that will become clear in just a moment. But the question that we have to ask today is, what kind of conditions will there be in the last time? What will it be like? What will be being taught in the last time when Antichrist arises? If you have your Bibles, you can turn with me to the 24th chapter, the 24th chapter of the book of Matthew. Jesus is on the Mount of Olives, and in Matthew 24, it says in verse 3, "As he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, 'Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the close of the age?' And Jesus answered them, 'See that no one leads you astray. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and they will lead many astray.'" Now turn the page, at least if you have a Bible like mine, you will, and look at verse 23. "Then if anyone says to you, 'Look, here is the Christ,' or 'There he is,' do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will arise and perform great signs and wonders so as to lead astray, if possible, the elect." Wow, talk about the duplication of God's work. One of the characteristics of the end of the time is that Jesus is going to be redefined so that there can be many Christs. Now, I don't know whether or not we're at the end of the age. We should never pretend that we know such things. Jesus Christ's coming may still be afar off, or it may be near. We don't know. But I do know this, that we do get some kind of an indication of the kind of teaching that might be around at that time. When we listen to such things as the Course in Miracles, Helen Schuckman, she is the one, you remember, who wrote the Course, the thick book of about 1,000 pages, by an inner voice. Turns out that the voice was a demonic spirit. When she said, "Do not make the pathetic error of clinging to the old rugged cross," it's not that she probably heard the song. It's because the spirit, he knew the song, and he hated it with all that was within him. But what does she say in the Course of Miracles regarding Jesus? She said the name of Jesus Christ is a mere symbol. It stands for the love that is not of this world. It is a symbol that is safely used as a replacement for the many names of the gods to which you pray. And then we have Marianne Williamson, who is teaching this course, team teaching it with Oprah Winfrey, who was asked, was Jesus the only Son of God? And she replied in an interview, hogwash. First of all, I believe we are all sons of God, and our destiny is to be like Jesus. Second, there is only one soul. To say that there is only one begotten Son doesn't mean that someone else was it and we are not. It means we are all it. There's only one of us here. Eckhart Tolle, whose book has been advertised widely, says that Jesus is the picture of every man and every woman on the cross. And then he says this, notice carefully, Jesus speaks of the innermost I am, the essence, identity of every man, every woman, and every life form, in fact. The pantheistic idea that we are all God, we are all Jesus. Jesus said in the last day, many will come and say, I'm Christ. The name of Jesus will be emptied so that anyone can come along and fill in the blank. He also says that there are going to be many false prophets. In the Old Testament, you had many, many false prophets. And what did they teach? You read the book of Jeremiah. They said, we don't have to deal with sin. There's no judgment coming. All that we need to do is to know that the good times are going to roll. In other words, they taught exactly what people wanted to hear. And this is what Jeremiah said. He says, the prophets will become wind. I like that one. The prophets, he says, God is speaking, are prophesying lies in my name. I did not send them, nor did I command them or speak to them. They are prophesying to you a lying vision, worthless divination, and the deceit of their own minds. God says, an appalling and horrible thing has happened in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests rule at their direction, and my people love to have it so. Paul put it this way, for the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching. They won't endure it. They don't want to hear it. But having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions and will turn away from the truth and wander off into myths. What is it that people want to hear? What are these itching ears? It is the exaltation of human beings. When Marianne Williamson and Oprah Winfrey teach this course, there's one lesson for every day of the year. When they get to 35, they will teach, my mind is part of God's. I am very holy. Number 37, my holiness blesses the world. Number 38, there is nothing my holiness cannot do. Number 70, my salvation comes from me. And then another one says, the salvation of the world depends upon me. And people love it so. Paul says, they will have teachers who will teach in accordance with their passions and their desires. Now, what I'd like to do in the next few moments is to have us turn to another passage of Scripture that helps us to understand Antichrist and the conditions that will be happening in the world at that time. If you have your Bibles, please turn now. And by the way, it's wonderful to hear you with the rustling of the leaves indicating that you have your Bibles with you. Now, in case you forgot yours, you've never forgotten it before, but you did today, you can take the Pew Bible, and I think it's on page 989. Page 989. The Apostle Paul here is speaking in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and this is what he says. Now concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered together with him, we ask you, brothers, not to be quickly shaken in mind or alarmed either by a spirit or a spoken word or a letter seeming to come from us to the effect that the day of the Lord has already come. What he's saying is, you're not in the tribulation. See, they were going through such a difficult time, there were people who said, this is the tribulation period. And Paul says, no, it can't be. Earlier in the first letter, he had taught them to look for the appearance of Jesus Christ. That's why many of us believe that there are really two comings of Jesus that are going to take place. There's first of all the rapture, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and then the period of tribulation, and it is during that period of tribulation that Antichrist arises. And Paul is going to say that you can't be in the tribulation because these other events have as yet not happened, nor are they happening. That's Paul's argument. Now, there will be Christians in the tribulation period because during that time, even though the church will be taken out, the gospel will still arise, and eventually, during those horrible, horrible years, many will believe, as we'll see in a moment. Paul says, the final act of Jesus Christ's glorious return and the tribulation period cannot happen unless three things are true. Let no one, verse 3, deceive you in any way, for that day will not come unless the rebellion comes first. The rebellion has to come. Actually, the Greek word is the apostasy. There is going to be worldwide apostasy, and Paul says that has to come. What do you think will be taught in this worldwide apostasy? The Apostle Paul gives us a bit of an inkling when he says in 1 Timothy chapter 4, "Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and the teachings of demons through the insincerity of liars whose consciences are seared." Wow, what an indictment of false teachers.
Yes, what an indictment of false teachers. This is Pastor Lutzer. The doctrine of demons. I hope that you've been listening to this series of messages because earlier I pointed out that the book entitled A Course in Miracles, it's a ponderous book, maybe 600, 700, 800 pages. I've spent hours perusing it because I wrote a booklet entitled Oprah, Miracles and the New Earth. This book was written by automatic writing. Helen Schuckman tells us at the beginning of the book, A Course in Miracles, that she simply took up a pen, and it was a spirit guide that led her to say what she did. Isn't it amazing? And yet millions of people today are studying these miracle books. Millions are reading about Marianne Williamson, who wrote a popular commentary on The Course in Miracles. And as we've been emphasizing, these kinds of teachers are on the Oprah Winfrey Show. Oh, I know Oprah has done much good, but certainly it is a cause for tears that she is being used to promote this new spirituality. The bottom line, my friend, is I want people to have discernment, to be able to understand the underlying principles of the new spirituality and why, in the end, it turns out to be the doctrine of demons and the doctrine of the occult.
Thank you, Pastor Lutzer. Erwin Lutzer is continuing his series on Oprah, Miracles, and the New Earth. Tomorrow, advice on holding forth the truth in a culture that is hooked on the lie. Running to Win comes to you from the Moody Church in Chicago. This series can be yours as a book from Moody Publishers. Oprah, Miracles, and the New Earth will be sent as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw, all one word, .com. Or write to Running to Win at Box 11174, Chicago, Illinois, 60611. This is Dave McAllister. Join us tomorrow for our next edition of Running to Win.